Well, good morning, everybody. I was thinking of a little joke. You have to forgive me. I've been here a year and a half now, so I might start recycling jokes. The repertoire is only so deep. But there was this. There were these kids. It was the school cafeteria, and they're going through the line. And the first thing there, after the utensils and the plates, is a bowl of apples, and it says, "Just take one. God is watching." And so each kid comes along, grabs one, and then they get the rest of the food. And then at the end of the line, there's a tray of cookies. And little Henry comes up, and he starts taking four or five cookies. And his friend Logan, he says, "Henry, you can't take all those cookies. You're only supposed to have one." And Henry says, "God's watching the apples." I was thinking of, I don't know, I feel like we consume a lot of junk food, spiritual junk food. We try to fill ourselves very often with the cookies instead of the stuff that actually nourishes us and gives us health, gives our spirits health, gives our whole lives health. We often, though, consume a whole bunch of things that aren't so healthy and aren't so wise choices. And that maybe is one of the lessons of the Beatitudes that Jesus mentions here. He says, by the way, I was thinking of Monty Python. Remember that scene when Jesus is up there on the Sermon on the Mount giving the Beatitudes, and the guys in the back, they can't hear, and one of them says, "Did he just say, 'Blessed are the cheesemakers'?" And the guy was super mad because he was a milkman. And his friend says, "I'm sure Jesus means all the producers of dairy, not just the cheesemakers." But Jesus stands on this mountain and he flips the world upside down because he pronounces blessed precisely the things that people thought meant you weren't blessed. The word blessed means beatitude, means blessed, and it also means happy. But like a deeper happiness than just like having a good time and happy, happy, joy, joy. And so Jesus says that happy, truly, like in a deeper happy, are the people who are poor, hungry, weeping, and hated on account of my name. And isn't that the truth? You know, when I went to Jerusalem, it was a very beautiful experience. And I'll never forget going to the Mount of the Beatitudes. And it's on the west side of the Sea of Galilee. And as you enter this place, there's a sign. And it says, "The kingdom of God will truly begin when we love our poverty and grieve our sin." Isn't that beautiful? Jesus, by the way, it begins here. Jesus says, blessed are the poor. Not will they be, they are now. Blessed are the hungry. Not they will be blessed one day, they're blessed now. The weeping, same deal. And the kingdom of God begins, this happiness in Jesus begins when we are in these places. When we love our poverty and grieve our sin. What does it mean to love our poverty? I think that a lot of times we have poverties of different types, you know. Not all poverty is a poverty of money. But sometimes there's poverties in people's feelings, and maybe they feel an intellectual kind of poverty and wish they were smarter. Maybe there is a poverty of in terms of, gee, I wish I looked better. Whatever the poverty is, you know, we have a lot of poverties. But when we embrace the poverty, love the poverty, then we realize that we need somebody else, namely God, to complete us. And that we can't fill ourselves with the junk food that this world has to offer. Jesus was talking to a bunch of people who thought that all there was this life. And so on earth, and they didn't have the perspective of eternal life. And so if God loved you, if you had God's favor, you had money. If you had God's favor, you weren't hungry, you weren't crying, all the stuff of this. But Jesus says, have a perspective, a bigger perspective. And stop taking in all the junk to fill up the hole that only God can fill. Only God can make us happy. I was watching our youth trip to Washington, D.C. for the March for Life. On the way back, we watched The Greatest Showman. It's a wonderful movie. Really should see it. But there's this one part in the movie where this woman gets up and she sings a solo. And it's called Never Enough. And maybe you've heard it, and it's hard for me not to want to sing it right now because I've been singing it in my car. But all the shine of 1,000 spotlights, all the stars we steal from the night sky will never be enough, never be enough. Towers of gold are still too little, though these hands could hold the world, but it'll never be enough, never be enough. People, we always think, gee, if I only had more money, then there'd be enough. If I only had more popularity, if people only thought better of me, if I only were smarter, if I only had this, that, and the other thing, then it'd be enough. It's never enough. You know what is enough? Jesus. That's what's enough. And the sacraments, the scripture, the word of God, God is what's enough. And some of those disciples, the apostles, and you look at some of them, and James and John, who are always bickering at each other, they needed a counselor. But they got Jesus instead, and Jesus was enough. Jesus is always enough. And the problem emerges when we think that something else is going to be enough instead of the good Lord. And so let's ask the Lord today to help us to invite Him in a more deliberate and final way. Because everything else will let us down. You hear our first reading today? I thought it was kind of funny. Because Jesus says, cursed is the one who trusts in human beings. You know, like, everybody lets you down. Have you ever noticed that? I mean, even your best friend sometimes will let you down. Nobody's perfect. Everything falls to pieces at the end. In our second reading, St. Paul says, if you only put your faith and your hopes and your goals in the things of this life, then you are the most pitiable of all. But we seek to have this greater perspective, the perspective of eternal life. And in 100 billion years, is it really going to matter if you got an extra $20 this week? Or if the person paid you back the $50 they owed you? Or that you didn't get 20 extra likes on the Instagram? You know, like, all that stuff in 100 billion years ain't going to matter for squat. What is going to matter forever is Jesus. So we invite the good Lord in, because He alone is enough for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.